Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
It started with our friends at the Wiener Circle. Ari said, this is in light of what happened where they fed the city after Caleb Williams threw four touchdown passes against the Cowboys, that if Ben Johnson took his shirt off, that it would happen again. And that was a Wiener Circle idea. But somehow it had to get to Ben Johnson.
Let me tell you something. The city of Chicago is hungry, too.
And now the world has gone mad for Hot Ben.
We need an interview with? We need an interview with Jessica. Because Jessica Johnson, I'm sure that's the person who informed him, or at least there was a conversation.
Allowed for it.
When I take my shirt off, that energy is so visceral, so real, that like I'll never stop taking my shirt off.
Like when I was in college, I used to say, like we used to have jokes between us and our friends, and we'd be like, pizza delivery. I didn't order any pizza.
Oh my God, pizza. How am I going to pay for this?
You do card, cash, I really give a f-.
Well... I don't have any money.
You better go.
You hottie, man. I'm looking at him like, God, I want to look like that. So that was a heroic moment for Ben Johnson. What he did for everybody, I thought was beautiful.
There's a quote.
You don't think he looks hot?
You know, I think anytime you get a chance to feed a city, you want to do it. So, man of the people.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. The Score.
Show delivery. I didn't order any show. Bow chicka bow wow.
Come here, you little hottie. Layla, I'm sorry.
I'm worried for us already.
I'm worried for us. I am going to jump right in, Layla, and I shouldn't do this, but
That's Mark Grody.
I have to, because I am ashamed of myself right now because I conflated movies, and I said the Brett Favre was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, when indeed at least 30 texters now. 40 texters have come back at me to correctly say it is something about Mary. I apologize to those of you who I clearly have disappointed today. I will take that. I will go. You know what? If you got some popcorn you'd like to dump over my head right now, I would accept that once again.
That's Mark Grody. I'm Layla Rahimi. And my favorite text was from 309. Not Ace Ventura, disappointed in you all. Which I replied, this won't be the last time that happens.
Is there anything more devastating than being called disappointing? Like I could handle like a lot of things, but You've disappointed me.
No!
No, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed is the worst of the comments.
It's very mom and dad. Very mom and dad,
Do
right?
you think that Ben Johnson is disappointed in the Bears passing game?
Ooh.
How would you categorize what question. You heard him say yesterday?
Yeah, I would say he is. Whoa. I would say he is disappointed in the passing game right now.
Let's go to the tape.
Where are your concern level with his accuracy right now?
It's an area that we are certainly talking about. There's no question. I will say in regards to Friday that was one of the more challenging games in terms of the wind. And so I called a outbreaker to DJ early in that game, and DJ ran a phenomenal route. And yet when the ball's in the air that long, that wind was taking care of it. And you could see it with the place kickers as well. You know, it did a number on Philly's kicker where you know, the wind was a major factor. And so after that throw, I was a little bit concerned, particularly going that direction of putting the ball in the air for too long for a guy like Caleb, who's got a super strong arm too. So I would say that plays a part, but there's a number of them that we've been talking about where we got to fundamentally be correct. The primary receiver, when he's open, we want to make sure we hit him. And then all of our pass catchers, we just harped on it today, we need to be more disciplined in our route detail. It's not where it needs to be. Our depth's not proper all the time. Our steps isn't. And so everybody's got a role to play to get this pass game cleaned up. It's not where it needs to be. We're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. And none of us are pleased with that right now.
The fact that you reacted real time.
In spite of it.
In spite of our passing game, not because of it. He's not wrong. But the reason we were able to talk about this all with, I think, a little bit different attitude is because the Bears are winning in other ways. Ways that are established in the league that go back decades, if not centuries, when it comes to good defense and running the ball. But when it comes to what you expect out of what the expectation should be out of Caleb Williams, he himself, and what the Bears' expectation was going to be, and we're going to say his name, what Ryan Poles' expectation is going to be. I'm still giving this a grace period. I'm still giving it a grace period because, number one, let's state the obvious. Caleb Williams, we don't know. We know Ben Johnson came here because he wanted to coach this team. That includes Caleb Williams. But they were still in different order, right? It was Caleb Williams, then it was Ben Johnson. So, does the completion percentage for Ben Johnson and that magical 70% number, would that factor in more? You know, how would he evaluate if he was doing this himself? We don't know the answer to that question. I don't think it's that important. I consider it, though, based on how he talks about other players. So, that said, this is very much a give this a lot of time for him to mold him into the guy he needs him to be. And normally, I'm not one to say the coach needs to change the player. Usually the coach needs to change for the player. But we know that that's not the case here. Ben Johnson's resume is too respected. We've seen what he's done when it comes to transforming this Bears offense. I think when it comes to what he wants out of his quarterback, it's going to take some time. It took time with Jared Goff, who had been to a Super Bowl prior to working with Ben Johnson. So that's why, even if it doesn't happen this season, I'm still okay with it, knowing next season is probably the real evaluator for him.
And I think I've gotten there, too, because the Bears are winning, and the Bears have now, I can officially say that they are doing it legitimately based on what they just did in Philadelphia. But I'm already looking at the Green Bay game, and this defense is a better defense than you probably will have seen in the last 2 weeks, as respectful as we were of the Philadelphia defense because of the players that they have, not because of the numbers they have. The Green Bay defense does have the players and they have the numbers. They are fourth in points allowed this year at 18.8. This is the Green Bay defense and what they allow and don't allow. They are seventh against the pass. They are eighth against the rush. So, and as I said yesterday, that doesn't mean that you go away from the run because you have maybe the best offensive line and maybe the second best rushing game, or you could even make an argument that the Bears have the best rushing game as it stands right now. But you're right. There's a little bit more room for a pass right now, so to speak, for Caleb Williams. But All those numbers still exist for Caleb Williams. Here's what's been going on with him. He still holds the ball a league-high 3.08 seconds. His passer rating is 88.2. That is 22nd in the league. His completion percentage, we know, as you mentioned, Layla, that is subpar at 58.1%.
And that's 40th among 42 quarterbacks.
Good call. Good call. So there are issues by the numbers and by the eye test of what we see from Caleb Williams to know that there's still a little ways to go with Caleb. And although it is Ben Johnson over everything, with all due respect to our friend Marshall Harris, who is, you know, subscribes to, invented the COE theory of Caleb over everything. And I get it, they're intertwined, but now it's about trusting Ben and not necessarily the star of your team right now is Ben Johnson and not Caleb Williams.
I agree. I feel like he's the face of the team. He's the star of the team. And I don't think Caleb Williams has a problem with that.
I don't think so either.
And I think this buys him some time, which I think is a good thing. Like, I will run the ball 2 out of every 3 downs if I know it's going to get me the yardage that I need. So when that's in the discussion, and when you've spent so much money on your offensive line and so much draft capital, and you can just out-athlete some people. And what we saw with the tight ends and the size of the tight ends that the Bears have, when you can get favorable matchups and just load up 12 personnel, load up more tight end sets where they have better blocking schemes, that's great. It's just a matter of how one-dimensional can your team be in the NFL out-athleting people at the line of scrimmage where, if you're one-dimensional, it still works enough to win ball games consistently. That's a question that I think coaches have to try to answer every single week, but it's just more obvious right now with the Bears, given the difference in the success of one aspect of their offensive game versus the other.
A texter, and please feel free to jump in with us, 312-644-6767, Raheemy, Harrison, Grody on the score. Marshall has the day off, so it is Lails and I today. A question that comes
Marshall has
up,
been replaced by this tree.
Oh, that's a bear.
Bears.
There's a bears on top. Apparently that's the Grody bear, listening to Lawrence Holmes yesterday.
Yeah, if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score, if they cut away to the wide shot of our studio, which they just did, because Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis and Jacob Stutz, they're always they're working for you. Look, they just cut away. So our co-host has been replaced by this Bears Christmas tree.
It has. A text, again, 312-644-6767. Please give us a call, too, if you are interested in jumping in on the conversation. We're going to be talking about Caleb and the offense for a couple of segments here on Raheemy, Harrison, Grody. But a text that I get a lot, or that we get a lot, that I've seen often recently is, isn't completion rate a somewhat overrated stat, more a symptom of the type of offense that is run? It's a good question. It's a fair question, and I'll engage in that. And I will definitely say that, yeah, it's kind of like batting average in baseball to some degree, like whether or not you want to take it seriously or not. But Ben Johnson takes it seriously. That's why we take it seriously. And it's at 58% right now. And if this coach that we all think is legit and really good says completion percentage is the something that needs to go up, that needs to get, as he said it, at 70%, then I'm going to trust that 58% is probably not good enough, even with the variances that the texter said and that other people have mentioned as well.
Well, it's also the fact that he wants this offense to be the best in the league. He's not talking about wanting his offense to be passable. This is the standard that he held for his team in Detroit, and that's partially why he was hired here. So to go from good to great, if you know your good gets better and then your better gets best.
Sing it, girl.
Then this is not best. We know that. They're not a complete team yet. Does that mean that what they're doing isn't good? No. They're great right now at running the football. But that side of it, when the coach says we're winning in spite of the passing game, here the truth comes out in the playoffs, for example. The truth is going to come out with this bear, no pun intended,
bear
of a schedule in December.
Yeah.
And how much one-dimensional football can you play knowing that you are facing some beasts on the other side? at the line of scrimmage who will read your team really well if you don't fool them enough.
That's why you are eventually going to, and maybe it's this week at Green Bay, you are going to need another big game from a couple of big games from Caleb Williams. Last week was great because we didn't have to really worry about it. Nobody, the Bears running game was so good, historically good, if you go back to 1985,
right,
that you didn't have to worry about anything. And I do take into consideration, by the way, the fact that there were 40-mile-per-hour winds. That had to have affected both quarterbacks in that game. But there are two things, or one thing that I talked about going into the game was, again, deflected passes. He had two of them. One was deflected by Phillips, and then he threw one off of Jalen Carter's helmet. Now, that one looked like the wind might have wobbled it just a little bit. I love when I go alliteration on you. But that still continues to persist as an issue for Caleb Williams.
Oh, no. And listen, I'll just say it. I look for this every single game. How are you throwing over the middle when there's traffic?
Mm.
And that's unfortunately where the difference in a 6 foot tall quarterback versus a 6 foot two quarterback can sometimes come into play. You know, it's just harder. And that's not to say he can't do it, but these are the areas where I look to improvement. Our segment, I'm Rahimi Harrison Grody, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We do want to know what you think about this. 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls as well as we talk about Caleb Williams and winning in spite of the passing game. That's according to Ben Johnson, not us. Don't blame us. Coach said it. Now, as far as what your eyes have told you, that may be a different story. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh with that excellent open yet again. Makes me giggle every time. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. I mentioned our video team. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, working hard, not just here, but on the socials for you. You can check us out on YouTube as well. Shout out to our YouTube channel, 670 The Score. So when we come back, we want to play a game called A Tale of Two Comps, because there's one that a Hall of Famer threw out there that's pretty big. And then there's one that Mark Grody and a friend of our show discovered that is perhaps pretty telling.
I'm a Hall of Famer too, Layla.
You are? I mean, yeah, he did ask everybody to check out his bust earlier at Illinois State. Marshall Harris, like we mentioned, calling the state title games at Illinois State today. We're wishing the teams good luck. We'll have more coming up next. I'm Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Score. We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Approaching the five-minute mark. Second down and 8. Williams rolling, throwing, open, making the grab, touchdown, Cole Kmet into the end zone. 28 yards over the top of Blankenship.
Haley talked about the defense is ready to come downhill and ready to stop this run, and I said that's when you got to be careful. When the safeties start coming down, they start cheating down. Now you create some one-on-one opportunities, whether it's a receiver or a tight end. Cole Kmet sneaks out, picked up late there by the defense, Cooper DeJean, but it's too late. Great play call, good job, play action, working the clock down, getting the eyes in the backfield, and then slipping the tight end downfield for that touchdown.
That's Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels on Amazon Prime, and it was a great call. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark, it's also a good example of what I was just talking about. When a team doesn't want to be too one-dimensional, then you're able to know that they want to commit to the run as a defense. And then what did Caleb Williams do? Absolutely fabulous throw there to Cole Kmet in the end zone.
That's how it works, right? That's all you needed. That's all you needed from your quarterback. And it was a terrific throw, a terrific play, running away across his body, and a good route by Kmet.
Yes, and a good read by Williams, because we know that wasn't the first read on that play. So that was great.
Which is a credit to Kmet, and obviously even more so, again, Caleb, because, you know, if he's not going to see the primary, if you see the secondary, that's pretty good.
Well, and that was him putting on the Superman cape. So we mentioned it earlier. Ben Johnson said yesterday, the team is winning in spite of its passing game, not because of it. Now it is time to play a game that I would like to call a tale of two comps, because with more Bear success comes more people talking about the Bears and seeing what they see in the team. If you miss this over the weekend, Howie Long compared Caleb Williams to one of the most prolific quarterbacks of his generation.
Usually you say with a quarterback, particularly a mobile quarterback, make him go to his left. He's as comfortable rolling to his left, flipping his hips.
Kmet?
Yes.
That deep
he's,
post.
You know what he is? He's, for me, he's John Elway from my generation.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Now, John Elway was, you know, he didn't light it on fire initially, and then he has a great career, and he's a Hall of Famer.
And he seems to be coachable. Caleb, yeah. You know,
I think he challenged him.
He did.
He challenged him. Usually, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I think a lot of times the more talented guys are the guys that maybe work less on the details. Guys like you and me, you know, who carry a lunch pail to work, you work your rear end off, and if there's no stone left unturned, you know, I want every edge I can get. I want to look at every film I can. I want to look at every formation I can. Caleb is starting to buy in. He challenged the team, but he also challenged the quarterback.
So when you hear that, the thing I think about John Elway is obviously just his massive amount of yards, you know, that he had with the Broncos, and how he was able to also adapt over years. But that's quite the comparison when you hear Howie Long say that.
I appreciate Howie Long comparing Caleb Williams to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but I didn't hear him back it up enough, and which leads me to guess that other than this buy-in thing, like, and that's great and all, because you had to have that, and we don't know if Caleb actually had buy-in last year, so I will accept that. I guess what he's talking about, or what I would think is a fair comparison to John Elway, having seen a ton of John Elway games, is the arm talent. The arm talent is the only comparison right now that I see. The ability at the ends of games, we know that John Elway was absolutely clutch, but both can make any throw, both could use different arm angles. I would say that the arm strength is probably comparable between the two.
Okay, so I thought about the arm strength too, but different era of offensive football, as we know. But that I think of as like go routes for everybody. Elway could throw the ball and it would be 50 yards in the air, and just a high arcing ball, you know, just the traditional, like, this is a deep ball route for everyone. Go. Like, this is the receiver you're going to throw it to. You didn't have, it wasn't the same type of offense, you know, there wasn't the spread out, the horizontal game as it is now and then go.
Truth.
So that's what I think about when I think about the highlights, you know, and just the amount of yards, like we said, you know, 51,475 passing yards, 300 touchdowns, 226 interceptions, by the way. So a guy who wasn't afraid to sling it.
Yeah, so
with,
I think
with risk.
Got to look at what the spirit in which he said it, and I think that's it. And I'd like to get this verified, guys, if we can, and maybe Layla, you could do it on the spot too. But we don't have our usual stat guy, Marshall, here. Marshall is a Christmas tree with a bear on top. But a texter says, Elway career completion percentage, this is right. That's a pretty good touch to this, 56.9. So if that, obviously we know that Howie Long was saying that in a complimentary way. But that also is an example, if that is true, of to the people who don't like hearing about completion percentage, that is a point in their favor.
Well, and then maybe there's also the comeback aspect this year that speaks to that. You know, he also was big on the fourth quarter comeback.
Big, huge.
So, yep. Yeah, 47 to his name.
Mm-hmm. So that's fair. Part of it's fair.
Yeah, and I feel like at that part of it may also play out in a similar fashion.
And they both had dads.
Quarterback. Dads who very much factored into their draft position.
And yes. More so Mr. Elway than, as it turns out, dear Mr. Williams.
But according to Seth Wickersham's book, that Caleb Williams' father, Carl, did reach out to John Elway. So that's part of it as well.
Yeah, that's yes. Would you like another comp that I'm working on right now?
Yes. This is the number two in a tale of two comps.
This is a number two in a tale of two comps. And if you want to jump in, 312-644-6767 to play along with our comps. Maybe you have a comp. Maybe you don't like our comps. Maybe you love our comps. But I was working through this with none other than former score producer Adam Harris, who everybody knows is dead. Poor guy, never had a chance. Adam Harris died. Yeah, poor guy.
I thought he was alive. I mean, the last time I talked to him, he was alive.
Oh, that's right. We went to the Blink-182 concert with him, didn't we? Or he was there. You were there.
I was there with different friends.
Yeah, I didn't see you.
You were with Adam Harris.
We were sending pictures. I was with Adam Harris and my guy Fez, and we saw Blink-182. But that goes back to the Grobstein show when a caller thought Adam Harris was dead. But Adam Harris is...
Yeah, I needed a little backstory.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That.
You didn't know the backstory of that?
Not that one.
Okay, Ray, I know that we got the Butte back there too. Maybe you guys could find that because it's a hilarious Les Grobstein moment where a caller thought Adam Harris had passed. So I thought you knew that. I am sorry.
Wait,
I probably stunned you.
No, I now think I remember it.
You'll remember it when you hear it. But let me do this comp that we were working through, and I give Adam credit because he's the one that first put it into my brain. And this is just for this year. This is just for right now. A decent comp too. And I even was like, come on, give me a break. Rex Grossman. And here's why. This is relative to 2006. And let me give you some of the basics first. They're both shorter quarterbacks. They're both gunslingers. They both want to go deep. That's what Rex Grossman wanted to do. He wanted to fling the ball. They're both flingers. Like I said, shorter, gunslinger.
Flinger.
They're flingers. They were a couple of flingers. No doubt about it. They want to go deep. Like I said, shorter in stature as well. Also, the year that the Bears, when they last went to the Super Bowl, during that year, after a couple of injury-riddled seasons for Rex Grossman, which is not part of Caleb's story. He is a durable player, obviously. Knock on that bear wood right there. Rex Grossman, in the Super Bowl year, had about five, maybe six games that were awesome. That were great, that were early on in the season, that had a lot of us at the time saying, and the national people, and the people that vote on these things, saying, oh my God, Rex Grossman?
Rex is our quarterback.
Rex is our quarterback, and he's an MVP candidate. That's what was being said about this guy. That's how good he was. And I don't even think Caleb has had six games as good as Rex Grossman had that year. However, Caleb has had some terrific clutch moments that you don't win the game if you don't have Caleb Williams in there throughout this year. So you've got this guy in Rex Grossman, who had those six games. And then along comes, here's the part to the Arizona game that we don't talk about. The Arizona game in the Super Bowl year, the Crownham game, the Urlacher game, the Devin Hester game. That's when the downfall of, in that season, Rex Grossman began. That's where he started. The Bears had to figure out a way to emphasize their defense, to emphasize their special teams, to emphasize their running games, which is kind of where the Bears are at this very moment because of some of the recent struggles of Caleb Williams, because of some of the numbers that I just ran down. Do I think Caleb Williams can have a much better career on the overall than Rex Grossman still? Yes. But for right this moment, I think the Rex Grossman comp to Caleb Williams is pretty good.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody. That's Mark Grody. 312-644-6767 is our number. And I think that that's important to point out here, too, is when you think about Rex Grossman now, you're thinking about what he looked like at his best. You're thinking about the Super Bowl season. You're thinking about that part of it.
Good and the bad.
Yeah, and then you also consider, It's the lasting memories of how you look at it overall, and it wasn't enough for people.
It's never enough.
And I don't think that with Caleb Williams, this is that's not his ceiling of comp. You know, as we just heard Howie Long mention John Elway, who I said, well, he threw for 51,000 yards in his career. So I don't know that he gets there. I don't know that Caleb Williams gets there because for so long, you know, Denver didn't have a running game until later in Elway's career that was really of note. So I consider that part of it too, you know?
Yeah.
Elway was doing what was asked of him because he was the man and the offense in Denver for a long time. I don't know how much that factors in for you, but...
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. What I will say factors in for me with Caleb and it actually being different from Rex down the line is, and here we go again, coaching. Relative to that, Rex Grossman, all due respect to Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith is, you can make an argument that he's the second, as it stands right this moment, he's the second best coach in Chicago Bears history. Lovie Smith's, like I always say, his resume has aged well. There's no doubt about it. He had 9 good years here with the Bears, and we could talk about him being fired after a 10-6 season, and then his successor being Mark Trestman. That's all on the table, and I would love to have that conversation someday. But Lovie Smith didn't do a whole lot for his quarterbacks. He was completely dependent upon a slew of offensive coordinators. I think it was Ron Turner, I want to say, in the Super Bowl year. And Turner was probably about as steady of an OC as they had. But as time went on and we got into the Cutler era, the offensive coordinator thing was kind of a joke. The Bears now have, as we have talked about ad nauseum now, they have a coach who knows quarterbacks, who knows offense, and that's why you can consider the ceiling probably still way higher for Caleb Williams, and the raw skills that he had are probably still better than what Rex Grossman was.
I personally do too, and when I think about Bears coaches and how they've set up their quarterbacks, my money's on Caleb Williams to surpass that. Easy money. Easy money, I take
one of these
there.
Years, Layla. One of these years.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th with special guest Noah Sewell, and I am hosting. It's
yes.
A great event. You get to talk to people, learn a lot about them. It's not the typical day-to-day interviews. It's a really fun concept, and we enjoy doing these every year. There is one tonight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP, This Is My City. We have a good bank of phone calls so far. What do you think about A, the Bears winning in spite of their passing game, according to the head coach, and B, The Adam Harris Mark Grody comp of Rex Grossman, at least for this year.
And
we'll
play that Harris thing for you, Layla, because I want to hear your reaction to Adam Harris dying on the overnight show.
I think I've heard it, and I think I just blocked it out because it was slightly traumatic to think about.
Poor guy was 25, and he thought he was dead.
But Adam has a hell of a sense of humor, so I'll listen to that. But more with Raheemy Harris and Grody next on this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Well, the Bears are coming.
Can we play that after we just played the open we had, Tyler Butterbaugh? I'm not sure. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We played the game A Tale of Two Cops. One Hall of Famer, Howie Long, compared Caleb Williams to John Elway. Mark Grody and Adam Harris compared it to Rex Grossman.
That's right. For now.
This season. Just this season. We go to the phones, 312-644-6767, and also remind you that Ben Johnson yesterday said the Bears are winning in spite of their passing game, not because of it. Let's go to Kelso on the south side. Kelso, you're on Raheemy Harris and Grody.
Yo, hey, Layla, you got to excuse Grody, man. Look, this franchise has taken his soul. I know... He comes off very pessimistic, and he compares the doom. And I understand, but Rex Grossman, and I love Rex.
Right?
I love Rex.
Yeah.
But that's the same Rex that put up a zero quarterback rating on New Year's Eve.
Well, yeah, I remember.
Not on New Year's Eve.
I remember the New Year's Eve game. I do remember that. That was quite a something.
What
quite
a buzzkill for your new year.
yeah, it was.
Is Kelso right? Has the Bears taken your soul?
Oh, man. Kelso?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bro, no, Kelso, let me.
Look, can I say, I'm going to say this once. All right. I know you got a lot of, after that Philly game, I knew the narrative was going to turn its way. I knew it was going to say, well, we got this great team now. Oh, the defense is what? The Monsters are back. Oh, we have a better running game. Sonic and Knuckles are in Chicago. But the weak link now is Caleb. Are you – 4 days prior, he threw for 3 touchdown passes. It went 240-some yards. Like, I knew it that the narrative was going to change this way, bro. And to say that Ben Johnson, he's the face – look, I think Ben Johnson is going to be the top coach in this league. But he still makes mistakes. And I feel like – we should cheer for Caleb being the savior. Because, look, Digger was the face of the team, but why we didn't get no more championships? Because we didn't have a quarterback.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're right about that.
You're right. And look, Kelso, I don't
John
know.
John Elway may have had, well, he went to Super Bowls at that time anyway.
And look, Kelso, you're right. Like, we have definitely celebrated Caleb Williams at times this year. We've celebrated what he's done in the fourth quarter. And honestly, and I've said this as well, that checks a huge box in the development of Caleb Williams. But if you watch all of these games, and I know you do, Kelso, I know you do, and I know most of the people that are listening right now watch every inch of these Bears games, you know that right now, Caleb Williams is an inconsistent quarterback who did not have a great game against the Eagles. Was that a great throw? Did he have great moments? Yeah, and he's got a collection of great moments and some great games, but it's not all there at the moment. And I do think that in this season, relative to the Rex Grossman season of 2006, and even that team to some degree, the way that they can win now, there is a proper comparison. I do think the ceiling is definitely higher for Caleb Williams, though.
No, that's what we were saying. And, you know, we get this text, 773, why aren't you two lay off Williams? The Bears are 9-3. I'm not making any declarative statements. I don't think that's fair to do yet.
And if that is your statement, if your statement is in any scenario here, if you call in the show or text the show, and all you got to say is the Bears are 9-3, why don't you respect? Then you're not watching the games the way we are.
Football's a team sport.
If Layla and I are working towards the Bears winning playoff games and going to the Super Bowl, if you want to just look at a team and say that's their record and not look in between the lines and not read the statistics and not watch every single play that goes down, then you're just being ignorant, quite frankly.
Unfortunately, he didn't have a great game. I know the win played a factor, but Jalen Hurts still got 230 yards because of that win playing a factor. You saw what they were able to do when the wind died down. The Eagles, they marched down the field. A.J. Yeah. Brown had 132 yards and two touchdowns.
And this ain't ripping on Caleb, by the way. This is realness. As I said, everything changed with that Eagles win. Now it's time to look at every single player, and Caleb Williams is still your most important player on the field. There's no doubt about it. He is the quarterback for a team that is going to go to the playoffs eventually. So if we're not picking apart Caleb's games and seeing what he can do better, seeing where he can win games, seeing where he could help everybody, then you're crazy not to look at that kind of stuff.
Also,
like, you're ignorant.
You know who's not laying off Caleb Williams? Opposing defenses. Like, think about what you prepare for as a quarterback every single week.
Yeah.
So this is part of the discussion. They're going to try to show you what his weakness is every single time. The fact that we're talking about what the ceiling is or how he looks right now is just part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check in with Ernie in Minnesota. You're on with Raheemy Harris and Grody. Hey, Ernie.
Hey now. Thank you, fam, for taking my call. Love the show.
Ernie, what's going on in Minnesota?
Hey, man, we got snow, baby.
What?
We got snow on the dome.
Come on now.
Oh, you gotta love it, baby. You gotta love it. I love the seasons, man. You couldn't put me in California or Florida. Forget that.
Yeah. You're not soft like Layla, who runs off to Los Angeles every time it snows.
I don't even drive outside.
Soft like Layla.
I'm sorry. There's only so much I'm capable of.
I don't want to be as soft as Layla. Please forgive me.
That's okay, Ernie. That's why you're in Minnesota and not me. What's on your mind?
Look. First and foremost, man, Caleb, I know how he said that because you got a fourth quarter quarterback. You got a fourth quarter quarterback in 2 minutes left in the game. That's what you have. Caleb is that quarterback.
Which, by the way, I think we lost Ernie.
We did.
Let's try to get Ernie back because I like Ernie. But which is really good. Like, that's the part. Like, it's great that Caleb Williams is great in the fourth. I'll even give you that because it sounds like the Caleb people need that today. He's great in the fourth quarter. There's no doubt. Like, that is
why are you calling them the Caleb people?
Well, they are the Caleb people.
Oh, Ernie is back. Okay.
I'm a Caleb people, but the Caleb people who can't accept that there has to be tightening up, they're just ignorant and ridiculous. It really is. Like, it's frustrating.
Ernie, you got any reply to that? Nope. Ernie was back, but now he's gone again. Such is life.
Yeah, and right. Pretty curt take on that. If the fans are ignorant based on their views of the Chicago Bears, it's not a good look, Grody. No, it is. It is ignorant when you are ignoring, like, just by definition. If you look at Caleb Williams and you don't think that there are real areas where he needs to get better, then you're ignoring. You are a fan. Texter, who's, think about that. If we can't come on here and say that things need to be tightened up without being ripped on and being told that to leave the quarterback alone, then you don't understand football and you don't understand the Bears and you are ignorant.
You're also not listening to the head coach because he doesn't think this is acceptable. So yeah.
You could think, by the way, you could think Caleb Williams is going to be great. Like that, I am not taking that away. He might be elite someday. You can hold on to that. But if you're going to be one of these fans who will only accept praise for Caleb Williams and can't handle it when there's criticism towards him, then you're watching the wrong team. You're watching the wrong sport, and you're probably listening to the wrong radio station.
That's Mark Grody. I'm Layla Rahimi. We have more coming up next. Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear, might have something to say about the two comps, by the way, since he was a teammate of Rex Grossman.
Oh, yeah.
So we should ask him about that as well. And a lot more. Stay with us. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.